Just wanted to find out a little bit more about the mini golf extravaganza.
Oh, we do it each year, except for during the COVID year. What we do is we just take the downstairs, Cherryfield Academy Community Center here in town, and we lay out 18 spots, and then people sign up to create a hole, and it's just local people creating holes, and some are pretty particular, and some are not, and it's just a lot of fun. We have it open on April 20, 21, and 22. And it's going to be from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. most 3 days. And it's at 53 Main Street. And as part of it, we do, after they play a game, they can draw and see if they get a blue stone. And if they do, they win a free game. And they get to enter their name in a couple of door prizes that on the last night they'll be drawn and the winners will be called. And then after they play their game, they also get to choose their first, second, and third favorite holes that were created, and they get to vote on them. And at the end of the event, the votes are counted, and whoever got first place gets $25, and second place $15, and third place $10. So that's what we do.
Tell me a little bit about creating a hole. What's necessary for that?
However people figure out how to create one. there's been a number of
Like, for instance, how big should it be?
I have a map. We follow a map. Some are smaller than others. So people look at the map, and it has the dimensions right on it. I can email them a copy of the map. You know, pick which one they want to do. It's first come, first serve. And 10 are already signed up for, and I have them all numbered and all measured, and some are pretty rough and some are pretty fancy.
Yeah. So what is some of the average sizes? Like, what are you looking at? Like,
roughly ones that I'm looking at that, they're kind of all different shapes too. I have some that are like, one that's like 6 foot by 9 foot by 4 foot by 8 foot. And then I have one that's 10 foot by four, and then, by 8 feet and 10 feet and 9 feet. So they're different shapes and sizes. That's why I have them on here, so people can figure out how they want to do it.
Okay. Yeah. Is there any kind of theme or anything that you're looking for, or just anything?
No, it's whatever we can get. And we've had a lot of different things.
Can you think of some?
Yeah, I can. Actually, two of our fancier ones that started being created 3 years ago, they bring the same ones back. One of them does, he's made one of those loop-de-loop things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he basically had the first year. But then last year he added, it goes loop-de-loop. And actually, it's in the picture on the poster, I think. It goes loop-de-loop and then up onto a slanted wooden board with, like, dowels on it, and the ball has to work its way down.
Nice.
And then go down into the hole. And he has this little cutout front of the academy building is where the hole is. And then another one, he's got his all contoured and everything, and got his own grass to put on the top of it. And you know, we're pretty rough. You know, we had some grass, artificial grass given to us when Seacoast Mission had to shut down their place in Bar Harbor. They had it for their tents and stuff for outside, and so they gave us that because they didn't know what else to do with it. And then we just use rugs that we find and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Okay.
And then, you know, just other things like we have a family each year. I'm not sure what it's going to look like this year, but they're going to do ancient Egypt. And in the past, they've done, like, just brought blueberry rakes and boxes and put them around and added some things to them. And, oh, somebody had their chicken coop in it 1 year. And there's just a lot of different things, you know, bowling pins. Somebody just brought in tires 1 year. And, but, you know, people have fun. It's not, how can I say, professional by no means. It's just fun. And they come in, and it's really hard because, you know, the floor isn't the flattest thing in the world, and neither are some of the rugs, but people come and they do it. So we pretty much lay all the carpet down, and we people used to create their own bumpers, and it was amazing what they used for bumpers. But then we have people that, you know, put the rugs down, and then they screw all the bumpers together, you know.
So. Now, do some people use their own carpet?
They can, yeah, if they want to. Yeah, one year somebody brought in their own, you know, because they knew what the floor was, and they, you know, they know what we have. They did bring in their own in, and that's fine if they want to bring their own in. But have to know ahead of time.
Now, is there going to be any kind of food or anything like that there?
No, because generally people just come and they play, and
oh, okay,
and then they leave, or they might play another game.
It's a fundraiser?
Yes, it's a fundraiser for Cherryfield Academy. And it's only $2 for kids 12 and under, and for over 12, it's $4. You know, we like to make something off of it, but yeah, we just want people to come and have a good time.
Now, what is Cherryfield Academy Community Center do?
People rent it for birthday parties and, you know, the weddings and things. And this year we're starting to introduce some concerts of more local people.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to get concerts avenued in. We have somebody that's interested in getting a play production in there this year. So we're hoping that happens.
Okay.
We always do things for fundraising events, generally, you know, Halloween, and somebody does it for Easter, and then every year, this will be my last year doing it, and somebody takes it over, that's fine, but this will be our 10th year. Every year we've had a annual Christmas exhibit. We have a theme each year, and this year, because it's the last year, it's going to be Christmas in Maine. But we've had Christmas around the world. We've had Christmas stories, and people kind of theme around. They create their display, their exhibit around the theme generally.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, everything fits. You know, we just make everything fit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just local people that just put nice exhibits together and let other people enjoy it.
Sounds good, then.
Well, I really appreciate you calling me
no
and listening
problem.
To me talk about this.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.